Wednesday, 27th of October, 21st of Cheshvan, Rabbi Shaul Steinberg, identifying kosher fish.
Okay, so you've all heard the title. I'd like to speak today about how to identify kosher fish. So what do I mean? Well, obviously we all know, it says in the Pasuk, that fish that has snapi v'kaskeses, fins and scales, and it's kosher. And there's also a Mishnah in Nida that if it's got fins, we don't know if it has kaskeses. So that's not enough. If it's got scales, then you know that it's also got fins. That means just seeing the fins is not enough, but if you just see scales and you don't see fins, then the assumption is it has fins, because the simon, the main simon, is the scales. Once we know it's got scales, we know it's got fins as well. But I'd like to discuss today what happens if you have a piece of fish, it doesn't have any skin on, so you can't see the scales, you don't see the fins, but it looks like a kosher fish, it looks like salmon, let's say. Can I say that this is kosher based on the fact that to me it looks like a kosher fish, it looks like salmon, it looks like haddock, it looks like something which is kosher? Is that enough to be able to eat it? And that happens sometimes. Sometimes you order a fish and it comes delivered. They'll deliver it skinned, without any skin on. They're doing you that favour, they make it to filler, they take the bones out, they take the skin off, very nice. But now how do you know that it's the fish that they're telling you it is?
You see skin, doesn't mean you don't see scales.
Often it is, normally
it's salmon. It's a salmon with a skin, you can't see the scales.
A lot of times because of scales. If you can't see the scales, it'll come in the same shiloh.
You can tell.
Sorry? Yes, but you can tell it's salmon. So you have the same shadow. If it comes with skin and no scales on the skin, often you see the scales because the scales are fall off and they're around there. But if you can't see scales, then you can only see skin and a piece of salmon and you don't know whether it is salmon. You think it's salmon, it looks like salmon. That will be the shadow. Can I, through my looking at it and my understanding of how fish looks like, eat this fish even though I can't see the fins and scales? And that's obvious that we're always talking about something like salmon, which I think all salmon is kosher, right? Tuna, there's many, many tunas which are not kosher. Now, even if it looks like tuna, it's not necessarily, it might be tuna, you might be right, it's tuna, but who says it's the kosher tuna? So obviously I'm talking about somebody who understands fish and sees it and knows that this, because he's a bocce and these type of things, and he knows that this is a kosher piece. At least he thinks to him looking at it, that's a kosher piece. There's many, as I said, there's tuna, there's nilus, there's many fishes. And in fact, the Ramesh Sternbuch brings in a sefer, that at least in Eretz Yisrael, they bring in a lot of treif fish, which are very similar to the kosher fish, and people mix them up very, very easy. So I'm obviously talking about somebody who's quite confident that when he looks at it, he knows what he's looking at. So there is a sugya in Avodah Zorah, where this is where it all starts. There's two Mishnahs in Avodah Zorah. One Mishnah talks about things that you buy from a goy that you're not allowed to eat. And the next Mishnah talks about Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And the next Mishnah talks about Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the things that you buy off a goy that you are allowed to eat. Right? There's things that you buy off a goy you're not allowed to eat, such as pas, bishul, these are the famous ones, cholov, bread, milk, something that you've cooked. These are the famous ones that you're not allowed to buy off a goy and eat it. Or obviously you can buy and sell it, but you can't actually eat it for yourself. And then there's a Mishnah of things which you are allowed to buy off a goy and are allowed to eat, such as honey, and the other things. So one of the things listed in the Mishnah is tris trufa. I mean, tris is a type of fish, a big debate what kind of fish is. It's not really relevant what the fish is, but it's a fish. But it's trufa, it's mashed. Says the Mishnah, you can't buy that off a goy. Even though tris is really a kosher fish, it's kosher, so why can't I buy off a goy? Because it's mashed, you can't see clearly what kind of fish it is. Because it's something which is mashed is Enoi Nikra, as Rashi says. On Nama Testament base, the next Mishnah it says, but Tris, She'ena Trufa, a fish which has not been mashed, and you can buy it off the goy. Right, look at it, you can see it's not been mashed, so you can buy it off the goy. Says the Gemara, Tonu Abba, Ezohi tris she'enoi trufa. What does it mean that you can buy off a goy a fish, this tris fish, which is not trufa, not mashed? Says the Gemara, Kol Shirosh V'Shedra Nikar. If you can see the head, and you can see the spine, and you can see them clearly, then you can buy that fish off a goy and eat it. Says Rashi, why? Because there is another marker, there's another simon, which differentiates kosher fish from treifa fish, and that is the head and the shedra. Kosher fish has a wide head. Treifa fish, the head goes narrow. I know not a lot of you can look at me, sharks, and other things look like they go wide. That's what the Gemara tells us, and we'll accept it as a given. That kosher fish, the head is wide. Treifa fish, the head goes narrow. Another simon. Kosher fish has chut hashedra, it has a spinal cord. Treifa fish doesn't have chut hashedra, doesn't have a spinal cord. Now we learned the Gemara, somebody told me, he googled it and it's not true. So, good kasha, basic mission. Kasha from the Google, from the Gemara, don't know. But let's take as a given, because that's the idea that the Gemara tells us, we'll trust the Gemara, and we'll move from there. The Gemara tells us there's two things that identify a kosher fish. A, it's a wider head, and B, it has a spinal cord. It says, so what's the moment to say? So the moment to say like this, you buy it is, and it's not mashed, or at least it's not mashed thoroughly.
It has a spine, not a spinal cord.
Rashi says, chut hashedra.
Chut hashedra.
Rashi says, so I think it means the spinal cord to the cord, because it does seem to have the bones. So it just
doesn't. It doesn't have to have the bones then?
I mean, I think that comes together, you know, the spinal cord. Rashi says chut hashedra, so...
Okay.
Gemara actually says shedra, but Rashi puts in the word chut hashedra. So. And there's two different things. So. Okay, so what does it mean? You're buying this tris she'ein atruf, you're buying this fish which is not mashed, although, and I'm going to just point out, even though it's not mashed, it might be a bit mashed, and in fact the Persian Mishnah and Rambam learns it is a bit mashed. If it's not thoroughly mashed through, it's not thoroughly broken, and you can see its head, and it's got a wide head. You can see its spine, it's got a spinal cord, so you can eat it, you can see it's kosher. It's another way of knowing something is kosher. Then the Gemara brings a machlekas. Some hold, Rav Huna holds, you have to see the head and the spine, the rosh and the shedra. The Nachman says, no, one of the simon will be enough. If you see it's got a wide head, you know it's kosher. You see it's got a spinal cord, you know it's kosher. And the Gemara remains, but lehilchasa, that no, you need both simonim. You need to see the spinal cord, and you need to see that it's got a wide head, and then you know it's kosher. That's what the Gemara says. Asks the Gemara kasha. After all, the Mishnah says in Chulin, that if you want to identify a kosher fish, you look for the snap of the caskesis. It doesn't say anything about the rosh v'shedra. It doesn't say anything about this wide head, a simon of a wide head or chut hashedra. So why did the Mishnah bring that one down as well? Why did the Mishnah tell us, look for snap of the caskesis, look for the fins and scales? The Mishnah should have told us the simon as well. It says in Gemara, there's two fish called bara upalmuda. There's two fish, bara upalmuda, which, although they are kosher, because they're kosher, but if you'd use the simon of rosh v'shedra, you would make a mistake, and you would assume it's treif. That means they are kosher, they have fins and scales, but if you would start looking at the head and try to identify it to be kosher to a wide head, and the chut hashedra, you would make a mistake, you'd confuse it. It's confusing. And therefore the Mishnah in Chulin, when it comes to tell you how to identify kosher fish, the Mishnah wants to tell you the simon that works across the board, completely, anywhere. So the Mishnah tells you it's not for the caskets. But you should know, says the Gemara, there's another two simonim where the wide head and the shedra is also a simon. No, it just in Baro Palmuda, these two types of fish, you won't be able to tell, and therefore we revert always to the age-old klal of snap of the caskets. But Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, the Ramah brings down that if one can tell through the head and through the shedra, then one is allowed to rely on the rosh, the shedra, to be machshe this fish. But through the identifying features of a wide head and the shedra. Oh, that's how Rashi, Tosfos, the Rosh, the Ram, they all learn the sugya. But the Rambam learns the sugya very much different. So let's go back to the Gemara again. It says the Gemara, we're saying, tris she'ein atrufa, fish that's not mashed, you're allowed to buy off a goy, you're allowed to eat it, because you can identify it. So Rashi learned how to identify it, through seeing the wide head and the shedra. The Rambam learns it very different. We know famously, if a person wants to give edus to a woman that her husband has died, right? He said, I saw your husband was dead, and therefore you're allowed to get married. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, other places, that if the person, the aid the witness only saw the body, the hands, the legs, and other things, then that's not enough. He says, he thinks, I saw Reuven, yeah, he looked at Reuven, his body looked like Reuven, his legs, his hands were like Reuven. That's not enough. He has to see Reuven's face. He has to see, in fact, he has to see his nose. And then be confident that this is really Reuven. Because just seeing the body, although he might have a very unique body, but it could be mixed up. Maybe it wasn't Reuven, maybe it was somebody else who looked like Reuven. You see his face, he sees his nose, then you won't confuse it. That gives you a clear identity. That's a clear, the prominent features of the face show us clearly who this person is. That's halacha, what's called simonim muvhokin. I can see clearly, I know who it is, I'm not going to mix this up. Says the Rambam and the Ravot that that's what the Gemara means. Kol shuroish v'shedra nikah. When the Gemara says that you're buying fish off a goy, and it's slightly mashed, not if it's completely mashed, you can't see anything. It's all mashed fish. It's a spread already. What can you see? But we're talking about when it's slightly mashed. But if the roish v'shedra still hold, then you can see the fish. You can see clearly that it's a fish. Not that there's anything unique in a kosher fish in its head and its spine. Not like Rashi. Rashi has these two new simonim, a wide head and shedra. No, they disagree. It could be a non-kosher fish has wide heads. It could be a non-kosher fish has a shedra. That's not the point. The point is you want to identify. You want to see that it's a salmon. How do I know it's a salmon? So if you see the tail, right, you can still mix that up. You see the body, you can still mix that up. If you see the head and you see the shedra, that's how you can identify it as being a kosher fish. That means, that's how you know. Like you're saying, when you want to be made, Reuven is Reuven, and he's dead. You have to see his face. Just seeing his body won't necessarily mean that you really see Reuven. You have to see his face. So if you want to see a salmon, you want to say, this is salmon. If you see its body, who says that's really salmon? Maybe you're mixing it up with something else. If you see its roish, and you see its shedra, these are the prominent features of a fish, then you can really know, oh, this is Mr. Salmon. This is the salmon itself, and that's how you identify it. Right, so that's how the Rambam and the Ravid learn, and the Ra'or and many Rishonim. So really we have across the board in Machlokas, many Rishonim this way, many Rishonim that way. Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh and the Ran say the way you identify it is through the special simon of a wide head and a shedra. The Rambam says no, it doesn't have anything special about it, but if you want to look at it, and you want to see that it's a kosher fish, you have to look at it from the head, from the shedra. You can't just look at it like a piece. Therefore, according to the Rambam, coming out with a big chumrah, you get a delivery of a piece of salmon, then, and it looks like salmon to you, it smells like salmon, looks like salmon, but who said it's salmon? It might be mixed up, it might be something else. You get whole filleted salmon, and you can see the head, not filleted, so you can see the head, and you see the shedra, then you can know it's a salmon. But just getting a piece, who said? Maybe you're mixing it up, which would be a big chumrah. But there is a Chelkas Yaakov, a tshuva from the Chelkas Yaakov, the older of Breish in Switzerland, and it's a very much used tshuva by the Kashrus authorities. And he says like this, he wants to prove that no, that we can also identify fish even from a piece, even from other parts, not only when you see its head. And he brings a Gemara. The Gemara is in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem. The Gemara brings a story. There was a certain boat load of fish that came to a port, and Rav Huna went out to look at the boat to see if this fish, this boatload of fish, was kosher. So he goes there and he sees a whole load of fish. So I'm just saying over how Tosfos learns it, and he sees that there are kaskasim, there are scales lying around in the barrel, and he says, oh, there's kaskasim over here, there's scales lying around. So we can assume the scales came from the fish, and we can assume all the fish are of the same type, and everyone can eat all the fish. Right? That's what Rav Huna said. So, a few scales lying on the boat, and I don't know if they're aware, but scales come off very, very easily. So, obviously we're talking about here, the scales have come off the skin, so there wasn't any scales on the skin, otherwise that would be kosher itself. Scales on the skin is fine. But you see scales lying around in the barrel, and therefore he says that presumably these scales came from these fish. This fish, these fish are all of the same type, and therefore they're all kosher. Says the Chelkas Yaakov, we're obviously talking about over here that these fish had been cut up, and they didn't have a roish v'shedra. Because we're talking about here that he didn't know what these fish were, right? If he knew, he saw the scales, and it's fine, as I said. So he doesn't know what they are. So why didn't he look at the roish and shedra? Why didn't he look at the Rishon Shedrach? We just said now, hold on, that a person can see and identify fish with the Rishon Shedrach. He did, but he didn't look at the Rishon Shedrach. So we have to assume that these fish were cut up and there were in pieces already. And therefore what? He saw scales lying, and the only way to identify it was by seeing some scales lying around. And if he assumed that these scales came from this fish. And in fact, the Gemara says over there that they asked him, that how can you assume that scales came from this fish? After we're talking about a fish boat. And a fish boat has scales there all the time, because scales come off very easily, very hard to clean. And therefore, maybe these scales come from an old load. How do you know it comes from this load? But he assumed that they came from this load, and therefore he was machshir all the fish on the boat without seeing the Rosh Hashanah, because if he saw the Rosh Hashanah, that would be fine. So he was machshir all the fish on the boat. How did he know all the fish on the boat were all of the same type? Maybe there were different types over here. Maybe 40% were kosher, 30 or 60% weren't kosher, or maybe even 80%. How would he know that all the fish are the same type? Says the Chalkes Yaakov, you see from here that even without having a Rosh and a Shedra, a person can look at a fish and say, I can see that that fish is that one. It can identify it. You don't need to see necessarily the Rosh and the Shedra to be able to identify the fish. Also, by looking at a shtick, looking at a piece, you can also say, I know it's that fish. And that's why he looked at them. He saw loads and loads of pieces. He said, oh, they all look the same. And therefore, and I can see that some of them have scales, because I can see some scales lying around, and therefore they're all kosher. So you see clearly, says the Chalkes Yaakov, that you can identify fish even without seeing the Rosh and the Shedron. There's another way of doing it, and that is, look at it, see it, use your seichel, and you can know what it is. Aye, the Rambam. The Rambam, we just said, says the only way of identifying a fish is through seeing its Rosh and Shedra. And we said that it's compared to being made on a person that died. The only way to be made that's Ruvin is through his nose, through his face. And so to a fish, the only way to be made is through seeing his Rosh, seeing his Shedra. So why are we saying over here, just looking at shtikalach, just looking at pieces, you can also know it's kosher? Says the Chalkes Yaakov, look, the Rambam is talking over here, as we said, it's a tris she'eino trufa. It's a fish that's not been mashed. But it has been mashed a bit. It's already been diced a bit. It's not big pieces. It's not solid pieces. It just hasn't been diced so much. You still see the head of the shedra. But a fish which has just been cut nicely into pieces, they're solid pieces. You can see everything. Then there's no reason why you can't identify those fish just through the looking at it, and you don't need to see the Rosh Hashedra. When it's being mashed up, you need to see the Rosh Hashedra, but when it's the whole pieces, then you don't need to see the Rosh Hashedra. It's enough to look at the pieces. And in fact, I'm told in the kashrus organization, in the ones who are careful, that consider themselves mehudadika kashrus on fish. I'm not involved in any kashrus organization, but I'm told the way they do it is, it seems it's very, very difficult to identify fish. Go in, there's thousands of them, right? Tuna, I think. No, that's what I heard about. Tuna. Thousands, if not tens of hundreds of thousands. Now, as I said before, scales fall off. They fall off very, very easily. So if you're going to look at a fish and see if there's scales in it, there might be loads of scales in it, but it might not come from a fish itself. It might come from a different fish that fell on it, because it's all in the bowels there. And this fish itself, so you have to check each fish carefully to see if the scale is lying on it, comes from the skin or comes from somewhere else. Right? If you touch skin with scales on, it comes out on your fingers. So when you see a fish with scales on, you might be that those scales came from somewhere else. So you have to look at each fish and look to see those scales are exactly the right thing. Quite complicated, quite difficult for a mashgiach to be standing in a factory and to be looking at tens of thousands of fish, each one, and to see whether the scales come from the fish, scales don't come from the fish, the real scales, they're not real scales. They have a different way of doing it completely. How do they do it? They find that min of tuna, that type of tuna, and they look for something, a discerning, a prominent mark on the fish. It's a silver line going down its skin, or some simon that tuna will have. And they look at five or six of them, and they see that those are kosher. Right? I think what I heard it was a silver line going through the skin. And they look at five, six, ten, whatever it is, to see that that type of fish with that type of line is kosher. Check with the scales, with the fins. They've done it 5 or 10 times, they say, oh, now we know that this line is a prominent marker to be that it's that tuna, that kosher tuna. And now they don't look anymore for scales. They look for hundreds and if not tens of thousands just for this line, and that's all they do, that's all they have to look for. Because they know that that line comes together with scales, and therefore it's kosher. They don't need to look for the scales directly. And that's how they do it.
They don't look at other fish caught in the same net. They don't look for other fish caught in the same.
Yeah, no, so they do. They have to look through all the fish. That's why they look through all the fish, because sometimes other fish can be caught in the same net. Yeah, so that's why, that's what I'm saying. So what happens is, they need to look through all the fish, but to look for scales is difficult, because sometimes they fall off. So what they do is, they find certain prominent mark on the fish, it's their line, somewhere like, and they know that that's a fish which is kosher, and now they don't look anymore for scales.
The story we said earlier, about the barrel, there was some fish in the barrel.
Right.
Some scales in the barrel, they could have come from one type of fish, but not another type of fish.
Yes.
In nets, in the fishermen always pick other fish up by mistake.
Right, so you see, what you're saying is, it might be from an old load, or within this load, it might be from a non-kosher. Yes, so Tosfos learns over there that he saw them all and they all look the same. And in fact, that's what I'm trying to prove from that Tosfos, that you can see a fish, not see the Rosh Hashanah, and still know that it's a certain type of fish. Yeah, Tosfos says that he looked at them all, they all looked the same. And I said, it can't be the Rosh Hashanah.
You said earlier that Rafuna wasn't worried that the scales that were lying on the bottom of the boat might be from a previous batch. Yes. He wasn't worried.
Yeah, it wasn't from a previous batch, but within this batch now.
Yes.
He said, so this batch, some are definitely kosher, because the scale is over here. But how do you know all of them are kosher? He wants to allow them to eat all the fish. How do you know all kosher? Maybe some of them had scales and some of them didn't, as he's asking. So we're saying, because he looked at the fish, and he saw them all of the same type. And when he saw them all of the same type, he said, oh, well, you can eat them all. How could he see all the same type? They didn't have Rosh Hashanah, because they had Rosh Hashanah, just look at the Rosh Hashanah. So we're saying, LMI, you can see, and you can recognize fish, even without seeing the Rosh Hashanah.
Is this just an expert?
He found scales on the bottom of the boat.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, and he wasn't worried that those scales might have been from a previous batch.
Right.
Why not?
Oh, that's a good machloek. It's another machloek. I didn't go into that. Okay, that's a machloek, actually, the Maroon. But maybe they cleaned it, maybe held it, cleaned it every time they went out fishing. He held it, don't have to worry about it. We can assume the Mexican
is still saying, but today you're saying they are worried that maybe the scales are from the previous batch.
Yes. Today we are worried. Because today we know that. I actually want to get into this because the gear to. So the Kashmir, my father-in-law's got Kashmir in America, and he. It came out that there, when they a lot of times when they catch tuna, going on for a different point a bit. A lot of times when they catch tuna, they catch the all tuna. Really. That means the fish swim in swarm in schools of fishes. So they all go together. They're one big mishpacha. So normally you don't have other fishes inside it. But it depends how deep in the water you go. If a certain level you go where there will be a mixture of other fishes. So sometimes you catch 10,000 fish, and there'll be a certain percentage of non-kosher fish. Clearly, they know there's a certain percentage of non-kosher fish, so it's very difficult to know, and you can't match them all. Maybe so, but not. So that's the thing. The way they do it is looking for this prominent mark. Sorry.
Yeah, when we talk about looking at a piece of fish, is it just a known expert can decide if it's kosher or not?
No, you look at the scales. You can look at the scales.
No, you said about fish that...
Oh, no. Oh, so if you're confident that you know it's salmon, or you know what it is, then anybody can do that. If you're confident enough, then anyone can do that. You just have to be confident to be able to. In fact, I was speaking last night to someone called Zalman Sudak from Edgeway. He asked what I'm speaking about. So I told him to speak about identifying kosher fish. He told me once he was in Mexico. There was a Jewish holiday camp for boys. So they bought, just a few days before the camp started, a few hundred kilo of mackerel, I think it was. And they arranged the price. And they said, okay, they'll come back tomorrow to pick it up. So he came back the next day. He said, and the guy said, okay, I'm going to skin it. It'll take me a couple of hours. You come back in a couple of hours, and I'll skin it to take out all the bones and give you the fish. So he this was Amos Sudak said he was a bocha then, and the person in charge told him, stand there, watch and skin it and fill it in it. Watch it. So the owner of the fish store, the boy in Mexico, said to him, you can go, you come back in a few hours, why do you have to stand here? So Zalman started explaining to him that we need to know it's kosher, maybe it'll get mixed up with other things, and therefore I need to be standing over here. So he said to him, it's very, very interesting. He didn't fully admit it, but he said, I've got here a whole barrel of shark fish, and let me fill it, the shark fish, and let me fill it the mackerel. And I'll show you both and you'll see if you can tell the difference. And he couldn't tell the difference. There was no difference at all. He didn't fully admit that that's what he was planning to do, give him some shark. Ba'akaponim, wanting, he agreed that it was necessary to have a mashkiach stand there, because, as I said, yeah, you're right, you, it, certain fishes, you won't be sure that they are the fish that they claim to be. And therefore, you'd have to be confident. Salmon, I think, is something easier. The pink fish, I don't know how many pink fishes there are there out there. I don't know. I'm not a big bocky in this, in the practical out there. But you're right. You'd have to be 100% confident. I'm talking about somebody who knows when he looks at it, that he knows what he's looking at. And yet, the Rama might still hold, you need, it's not enough, you need a Rosh Hashedra. And Chalkas Yaakov is proving from this Gemara that no, a person can look at a fish and be confident that you know what it is. So just to summarize again, what the thing we had here, mashed fish is not talked about, because that's mashed and you can't see it. I mean, you get spread, goyis tells you a spread, you can't see what it is. If it's not mashed fish, if it's slightly mashed, then we have the machlokes. The Gemara said you need to be able to see the Rosh v'shedra. You need to see the Rosh v'shedra, and then have machlokes what it means to see the Rosh v'shedra. Rashi met held it means because the Rosh of a kosher fish is wide, and the shedra of a kosher fish has got a spinal cord, whereas a treif one doesn't have that. The Rambam holds no, that is the way you can look at fish. By seeing a fish through its head and its shedra, you know what you're looking at. Whereas to look at a shtickel, you can't know that. That's why you don't know what it is, you can't identify it that way. But what we said from the Chalkas Yaakov, that's all when it's a bit mashed already and it's already been chopped up. If it's pieces of good shtickelach and it's solid pieces, then a person can look at the fish and be sure that if he knows, as we said, if he knows and he's confident this is the right fish, then he can eat that fish.
But it
based
says
on his
clearly mind. Fins and scales. Why do we need this whole business of the head and the spine?
They were talking about when it hasn't got it hasn't got fins and scales. That it's been skinned or something. So, so then you'll have to look at the ratio of the shed. Yeah. You're right. If you've got fins and scales, matoim anoim, then you take. But we're talking about it's got no skin. Well, as I said, the skin's fell off and it doesn't have fins. You can't see the fins can also seem to fall off.
Now, many prepacked fillets have got skin, but without you can't see a fin. But you can see the scales.
Right, so that's enough. So that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah in Nidah, that if you have scales, then you know it has fins. Now there's a whole other subject over here, and that is, because today we're talking about where you've got a piece of fish come to you. But now there's another element, where we started, that you order a piece of fish, and it comes packed and wrapped, and it says on it, haddock, salmon. So now, can we trust the shop? The shop has written on it what it is. But I thought it was fine today, but we'll have to do this. But in the meantime, okay, have a good one. Yeah.